Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Good to see everybody today. Good afternoon, boys and girls. I have to check my watch now, how to get the time right. Yes, it's afternoon, isn't it? Good afternoon. I was looking at all these stools, and I wondered which one am I going to stand on. And I've just decided, and myself, I don't think any one of these stools will be able to hold me up. So I'll just stand in the pulpit, I'll hide down here, and if you can't see me, maybe I should come down to the floor. Well, I come down to the floor, I love to see all the boys and girls. I love to see young people. I love to see older folk as well gathered in God's house. In fact, I love to see smiles on faces. What better place could we be than in the house of God today? We were singing earlier on about being sunbeams, weren't we? Let me see your smiles. From the oldest to the youngest, let me see your smile. Oh, that's great. I'm going to come down here, I think. You can hear me okay, can't you? Oh, here's a bit of a table here. This is good. For I always like to bring something to show the boys and girls. Can you all see me? Can you all hear me? That's good. We'll aim for the back corners. In fact, we'll aim for through the glass. I think there's people sitting in there as well. Great to see everybody here today. We left home yesterday afternoon to come up here to Londonderry. It's such a long journey. You have to get 3 boats and a car trip and a ferry. I'm only joking, of course. We left home yesterday afternoon really, really wet. I don't live in Belfast. I live in Drumara. The hills of Drumara, way on beyond Belfast. And we left Drumara yesterday. We went to Keish in Fermanagh. And then we came from there this morning over here to Londonderry. And it's a lovely day to be out and about. You can see something through the windows around you about the blue sky. And we've much to thank the Lord for. But I've got something here. Has anybody any idea what I might have in my bag? A Bible. Imagine a minister carrying a Bible. Do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm right, older folks? Do you think I carry a Bible everywhere with me? Of course you are 100% right. We're going to see what I have here. I always like to carry a Bible. Even when I haven't got my Bible, I've got the Word of God in my heart. That's a great answer. I've got the Word of God in my heart. And I know many of you have the Word of God in your hearts. In fact, you're able to come up here earlier on, and you're able to stand at the pulpit. Oh, that's a scary thing to do. Maybe that's why I'm on the floor now. And you're able to, from heart, from memory, you're able to recite God's holy Word. The Word of, I've got a very special Bible. I have to be very careful. I always carry my Bible in this lovely leather case to protect it and to keep it all nice. Look at this old, old Bible. Do you think it's out of date? No. Boy, that's a brilliant answer. I've got an old Bible here. I bought it in a second-hand bookshop about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it says in it, Christmas 1955. This book is really, really old. And it's not out of date, as you're 100% right in saying. And as I open the Word of God, who speaks to me? Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. God speaks to me through this book. That's why this book is so special. And there's a part of this book that we open it up, the book of 1 Samuel. We read a lovely, lovely story in the book of 1 Samuel. At the start of 1 Samuel, we read about an individual, a lady, and she was very, very sad because she couldn't have any children. And she took the matter to the Lord, and she prayed about that matter, and do you think God heard her prayer? Does God hear our prayer? Do we believe God that hears and hears and answers prayer? Do we believe that? I'll tell you one thing, I believe it. If you believe it, you come to the prayer meeting this week and you pray for those things that burden you because God hears and answers prayer. We read in 1 Samuel about that lady. Her name was Hannah. Isn't that a good name? Do you know what my name is? What's my name? Oh, nobody knows my name. I went to a school in Belfast on Friday morning and I said to them, good morning, boys and girls. And they all said, good morning. Nobody knew my name. Oh, and I said, this happens all the time. There was about 350 kids there on Thursday morning. And they all didn't know what to call me. And I said, my name is Reverend Hannah. Well, we'll try that again. Good morning, boys and girls. Oh, you're all sleeping. I think we'll have to get help from the two sides as well. Well, we'll try that again. Good morning, boys and girls. I know what's wrong with you. You realize it's afternoon, don't you? Isn't that it? Good afternoon, boys and girls. Oh, I'm going to get you woke up yet. That's great. Well, in the book of 1 Samuel, we read about how God answered Hannah's prayer. She had a wee baby boy and she called him. Who knows? Anybody here know? Bethany, do you know? Samuel. The name of the wee baby boy was Samuel. And she was so thankful and she loved that wee boy and she brought him up to a certain stage and then she gave him over to temple service. And what a special time that was for that wee boy Samuel. I've got more things to show you here. You'll have to think about what's in this bag. But she brought this young boy, Samuel, over to the temple. And she gave him over to the service of God in the temple, over to the high priest at that time. We read about it in the book of 1 Samuel. The man's name, the priest's name, was Eli. And that boy was a great boy. He served the Lord in the temple. But what do you think was wrong with Samuel? There was a problem with young Samuel. He was only a wee boy like some of you here today. He was really good. He worked hard. He was very good to his those older ones in the temple and round about him. He did all that he could. He labored hard. But we read in the Word of God in 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 7 of how that wee boy Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody here today in the front couple of rows, front three rows, front four, five, six rows. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody here today in this meeting in Londonderry Free Presbyterian Church. Maybe you are like Samuel. Oh, he was a great boy. But at that stage in his life, he did not yet know the Lord. Does that apply to you? Well, there was one very, very special night in Samuel's life. There were a whole lot of special nights. In fact, there were so many special days that in the book, that is the Bible, the Word of God, we have not only the book of Samuel, but we have 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel to tell us some of the things of what this boy did. But you know, boys and girls, what happened that special night in Samuel's life? I don't know what age he was. What age are you? What age are you? You had to think about it. 6-year-old. What age are you? 7-year-old. He's 6-year-old and he's 7-year-old. Oh, sorry, 17-year-old. Oh, I must get these ears fixed when I get home. 6-year-old, 17-year-old. Samuel, I think, would have been somewhere between those two ages. But he did not yet know the Lord. And there was one night he did all that he could. He trimmed the lamps and he locked the doors and he brushed the floor and he lay down and he slept because he was so tired. What do you think happened that night? Who called Samuel that night? Anybody got any ideas? God called Samuel that night. In fact, not only did God call Samuel once, twice, three times, God called Samuel 4 times that night. And Samuel met the Lord that night. That was the most special night in Samuel's whole life. Samuel did lots of things in his life, but that was the starting point of it all. Maybe to God speaking to you today. Maybe God speaking to some of you today. Maybe the Lord is speaking to some of you today or someone here in the center section. If God is speaking to you, you do what Samuel did that day and you answer him as Samuel did. Speak, for thy servant heareth. That was a special night in Samuel's day. In fact, Samuel lived probably about 100 years after that. The Bible tells me that Samuel died when he was something around 110 or 111 years of age. But it all started back that night when he met the Lord. You see, there's a verse in the Bible. There's a verse in the Word of God. In fact, it's a verse of what Samuel, that applied to Samuel himself. We read of it away through in 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel 16, do you remember how David killed Goliath? Well, it was just even before that. The Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance. Don't just look on the outside. We're guilty of doing that, aren't we? Are we guilty of looking on the outside? Didn't you look at me and say, wow, there's a fine looking fellow. Didn't you think of that earlier on? Didn't you think of that? No, we'll not ask you. What are you laughing at, bro? But we can look on the outside and we can judge people. God was warning Samuel that day not simply to judge people. Look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature. If I'd have stood in that stool, you'd have thought, there's a really tall boy. Nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. And then we have this part of the verse. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. What does God look at? What does God look at? What does God look at? He can see right through into your eye. I heard somebody say it. Your heart, you're exactly right. Go to the top of the class. But don't partake in your books if you're not up there too long. And the Lord sees right into your heart. And the Lord knows what you're thinking. I've got something that I want to show you. Wait till I see. I need a really good helper. Do you think there's any really good helpers here, brother? Oh, there are. I think some of these back three might be able to help me here. Wait till I see what I've got. Anybody any idea what I might have here? Don't call up. No, this is not my lunch bag. There's no way this bag will be big enough to be my lunch bag. Whenever I used to work in a factory, and some of your members here, I worked with them. They used to call my lunchbox the porta cabin, and I don't know why they called it that. Right, I've got something in here. What have I got? Does anybody know what this is? Any of the boys? Or maybe some of the girls. What is this? Do you see this? What is this? It's not a frying pan. What is this? What is it? A bacon tray. There's somebody that knows their onions. Or bacon trays. Well, if he knows his bacon trays, there's a good chance he knows his onions too. Right, there's a bacon tray. And I've got something else as well. I'm wondering where to set this up. For I want everybody to be able to see exactly what I'm doing here. I'm going to set it up on the table. The bacon tray is very important because it'll hopefully stop any damage. Now, what have we got here? Does anybody know what this is? Do we have any experts in the meeting? Any experts? Sorry, my pronunciation isn't good at times. Any experts in the meeting? What do you think I've got here? Eggs. You're far more clever than the adults. Because they don't seem to know what eggs are. I asked my sister one day, do you know what the difference between an elephant and a postbox is? She says, no, what is the difference? I said, I wouldn't like to send you to post a letter. Yes, these are eggs. Don't send any of those adults for eggs, because they knows what they would come back with. These are eggs. How many have I got? Two eggs. Oh, your eyes lit up there. If it's her birthday coming up soon, you know what she wants, two eggs. Right, okay, we've got two eggs. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you into a wee secret. I did something very, very special. What did I have for breakfast this morning, do you think? I had boiled eggs. I boiled three eggs, but I ate two. One of these eggs are boiled. One of these eggs are raw. I wonder what the difference is. Any experts here that would like to come forward and help me? What's your name? What is it? Amy, come on up. See, Amy, apparently Amy's an expert. And she really, really wants to come up here and help me. Right, Amy, could you please tell me which one of those eggs is raw and which one is boiled? Oh, right. I like your scientific method there. Really, is that the boiled one? Is there any way to tell? Have a look at them. Go on, really, think outside the box. Does anybody... Not that box. Does anybody have any idea how they could help Amy here? Do you think you know? Have you any idea, Amy? Shake it, Rick. Come on, you, I think. Do you want to take your seat for a wee minute, Amy? Now, very careful. Is that the raw one or the cooked one? So I think you're guessing. Has anybody any idea how to actually tell, without just a 50-50 guess, of which one of these eggs is cooked and which one's raw? Which one the heat comes closer to? Well, you feel them, you tell me which ones. Now, I boiled these hours and hours ago, so there's going to be no heat in them. Oh, right, we've got a different one here. We've got the word probably brought in here. That's good. Is there any way to tell about these two eggs? Amen, I'm going to need your help again. Are you going to come up and help? Come on, you ahead. Come on, you. Now, I just need somebody with lovely, lovely hair that I can crack the egg over to say, because egg shampoo is supposed to be very good. I don't want you to break any eggs. Now, are you all watching, boys and girls? Are you all watching, adults? I want you to take these eggs, one at a time, set them on the tray, and spin them. Right? And you tell me if there's any difference. Right, I'm going to move out of the way because people tell me they can't see through me. I don't know how that is. Now move that egg off the tray before you bash them against each other. Does anybody see a difference yet? I think there's somebody here. Something's starting to click. Right? Is there a difference? There is a big difference. There's no difference when you feel them. There's no difference in temperature. There's no difference when you shake them. But there's a difference when you try to spin them. Are you happy enough? Which one's the one that I boiled this morning? Okay, you think it's this one? Wait till we see if there's anybody else. You can take your seat again. Right? Anybody else want to come up and try? Anybody that hasn't been up or answered before? Yes, you in the back row. Come on ahead. Well, stand around here. Maybe for here, if you stand here, everybody else can see. That one is the boiled one, you think. Anybody else? Anybody? Any other experts? What about yourself? He's grand. Come on ahead, you can try it. I'm grand. See if you can tell the difference there. What's your name?
Matthew
is grand. Do you see a difference?
Yep, that one's the boiled one.
That one's the boiled one. Now, why is that, Matthew? How do you know?
That one goes straight to solid.
Okay, you can take your seat. Did you hear that, boys and girls? Did you hear that, mums and dads? Did you hear that, adults, here in the meeting today? One of these eggs was boiled, and because it was boiled, its liquid contents went solid, and it's acting like a solid. It's acting differently, very, very differently. The other one is still liquid, it's still raw on the inside, and it doesn't spin, doesn't behave, doesn't act the same way. And so it is with you and I. Whenever the Lord changes your heart, and whenever the Lord changes mine, He changes us. The Lord does something within us that nobody else can do, that no man can do. Do you remember that night that we talked about with young Samuel? He was only a wee boy. He could have been 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, anywhere between 6 and 17. Maybe somewhere in that bracket. And the Lord changed him that night. And because of that, for the rest of his life, another 100 years, everything he did, he acted differently, he behaved differently. He acted different to pressures and to situations and to whatever the world would spin us with. Has the Lord changed your heart yet? That egg is different. That egg will never be the same again. It'll never turn back into a raw egg, never turn back into liquid on the inside. It's changed permanently until I chomp it down. Who likes eggs? Do you like to eat eggs? No, well, that's okay, because I think there'll be plenty to eat it. We've got a real buyer here. Very good. But maybe the Lord hasn't changed your heart as yet. Maybe you're keeping Him on the outside. Whenever I was 7 years old, who's here 7? You're 6 and you're 7, and you're not sure what age you are, and you're... Whenever I was 7 years old, the Lord changed me. The Lord knocked my heart's door. And I opened the door and allowed him to come in. Maybe the Lord's been speaking to you. Samuel, God called him how many times that night? 4 times that night. You must have been really listening. 4 times that night. He didn't answer on the first time. He wasn't sure about the call. He didn't answer properly on the second or the third. But on the fourth occasion, he said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And from then on, God became his Lord. He was changed in the heart. Maybe that's a challenge to somebody in the back row, the front row, somebody in between. Maybe that's a challenge to somebody in the two sides today. We'll pray that the Lord might challenge you. Every time you have an egg for your breakfast, you think about it. And you think about what we've heard today. Thanks, brother.